me back to and come I be on have, the show.
I have friends over there. They are good people, and I think we're good people over here. I mean,
but the difference is Rick Peters is the managing owner of his group. Cumulus has an Atlanta office, and they can just tell a market. They didn't care, and the market manager was stuck having to carry out the instructions from Atlanta. The rest of the story would be left off the air.
That's why we got to love live local talk. And thank you to, as Greg Budell says, the buttery one.
Hey, you made me a bat. I still have.
Great. One other thing. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too, Gino.
Since it's past the 11 o'clock hour here, let's do the latest name in the name game, Adam Gooden. Adam Gooden.
G-O-O-D-E-N?
G-O-O-D-I-N.
Oh, Gooden. That's
Gooden.
Gooden.
There's no...
Good old Gooden and a big old biggin.
Adam Gooden, call 396-5477 within the hour for your opportunity to qualify to win a Crimson Tide-themed cruise. February the 10th through the 15th, leaving out of New Orleans on the Carnival Valor with UA athletes and other well-known favorites, dignitaries, VIPs. Should be a lot of fun. So again, Adam Gooden, call 396-5477. You're the latest name in the name game. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, and our special guest today, Mark Montiel. Man, it's a good day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The life of Representative Elijah Cummings honored.
His integrity and character, his can-do spirit, made him a guiding light in the Congress. He pushed back against the abuse of power.
Former Secretary of State and former First Lady Hillary Clinton at the Baltimore Church, where he worshipped for decades. Other speakers at his funeral, former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Schools in California's San Fernando Valley closed as a wildfire threatens the L.A. area. This man seeing from his camper.
Fire came over the hill, and the wind was driving it right toward us here.
Tens of thousands in the area evacuated. And actress Felicity Huffman freed on day 11 of her 14-day sentence in the school admissions cheating scandal. Released early, as is normal policy for inmates, set to be out on weekends, according to a prison official. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. We have a wet scenario for the next couple of days, but there have been some refinements in the forecast as well. For today and tonight, periods of showers, and we can't rule out a couple of thunderstorms. Becoming breezy, high today 72, low tonight 69. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, windy at times, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, high temperature up to about 79. Then on Sunday and Monday, I have removed rain from the forecast. A good bit of sunshine with highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Jefferson County authorities have now officially charged 39-year-old Patrick Stallworth and 29-year-old Derek Irisha Brown in the kidnapping and death of 3-year-old Camille McKinney. Stallworth was seen entering Jefferson County Jail last night after Brown was taken into custody last week. She was never given the option to post bond because of violating probation. University officials at Troy say the hazing violations that led to the suspension of Delta Kappa Epsilon fraternity included sleep deprivation, excessive exercise, and the use of alcohol. The entire chapter has been suspended since September. The fraternity must stop all new member activities and are banned from all on-campus activity. MPS officials say construction will start as soon as possible after the $1.5 million purchase of Holy Cross Episcopal School as the new site for Booker T. Washington Magnet School. Students have been displaced since BTW caught fire last year. For more on these stories and others, watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks.
Phones, tablets, laptops, and desktops. All completely useless. That is, unless you have internet. Then those blank screens become wondrous rectangles of pure enjoyment. News, sports, games, true crime, memes, cats. Photographs of you, taken by you. Fill all your devices with the good stuff. Super fast internet, no data caps, just $34.99 per month. All from a company you'll love. Sign up today at Huawei.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
It's your last chance to drive like the king in a brand new Cadillac. Come into Wind Creek Wetumpka now through November 10th and earn your chances to win a 2020 Cadillac XT6. We've already given away two of these beauties, and on Sunday, November 10th, we're giving away another 2020 Cadillac XT6. So shake, rattle, and roll yourself on in to Wind Creek Wetumpka for your last chance to drive like the king. Long live the king! Thank you very much.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
And welcome back to News and Views.
Bienvenue.
News and Views from 9 to noon.
Oh, wee wee.
My name is Joe.
You know, I never trusted the French. They always surrender.
Don't say that. Danielle may be listening.
Oh, okay. They surrender too easy.
Well, you know, the shortest book ever written is French War Heroes.
Don't blow up my phone, people. I'm just having a little fun.
272-9228 if you want to blow up our phones here in the studio. 272-9228. We've had some very patient people here. We can go anyway, but I think we should go to the phones. It's Friday.
It's Friday. We can talk about whatever the hell. We do want to cover the Senate race, though, at some point.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Jennifer. She's
because if not, we're going to have to bring this jackass back home.
Hey, darling.
Which I'm not committed to, by the way. I maintain my powder's dry. Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Fine. How you doing?
Pretty good. I called in about the Jeff Sessions thing.
Yes, ma'am.
So, and I'm wondering if you guys considered the fact what the Democrats would have done if Jeff Sessions hadn't recused himself.
You just nailed it.
So what?
Well, and
they were in the minority at the time.
And, ma'am, where are you from originally? Go ahead. You go.
I'm born and bred Alabama.
And Jeff Sessions, I have known since the late 70s. He was the best U.S. attorney for 12 years. He put judges and mayors, I can go down a list, in Mobile in prison. And Jack would remember the names, you know. Mayor Mims and Judge Hogan. And he prosecuted local crooks that had committed. Mm-hmm. And so I know he has integrity. We encouraged him to run for attorney general in 94. You remember that? Jeff came to town. He was practicing law for a couple of years.
Had Lambert Mims, was that his name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was another one convicted. There were a bunch of them down there.
Oh, and the port of Mobile. Oh, my God.
And then he was, I can't remember all the specific facts because I turn off media when they go into it because I'm sick of it all. But he had certain facts that under the Justice Department policies, which they're required to follow, he expects U.S. attorneys to follow them, and apparently he had facts that we probably don't know,
right,
that required him to recuse.
Well, and it does make sense, and this is not a knock against Jeff Sessions. I think he was literally too much of a Boy Scout for Donald Trump. In the Mueller report, Trump is complaining
about, why can't I have an AG like Robert Kennedy or like Eric Holder? Because Fred Trump is dead.
Well, he does. And let me tell you, Guy Hunt never forgave me personally because he always felt like it was a disloyal thing. But if you go to the State versus Guy Hunt opinion, there'll be a footnote. All it says is Judge Montiel. I was actually disqualified, different than recusal. Hmm. I mean, you're. I mean, that was. It's not a. It's not whether I looked like I was impartial. I could care about that. I could have been impartial in this case, but because I provided legal advice on the matter, it
you
led
did,
to.
Some I mean, I totally agree. You did the right thing.
Sessions may have had something like that. I just don't know. But I bet he'd come on the show if Joey would ask him.
Of course.
Now, what I don't like, and I'll say this, I did not like Jeff recusing from that case.
A lot of
but he
did.
Went and spoke in Huntsville, and he said he still supported the president.
Yes.
And then like a week later, with Sebastian Gorka, Trump does an interview and totally trashes Jeff. I didn't like that.
What was your name again, ma'am?
Jennifer.
You know, the maddest I was at Jeff Sessions, and I criticized him on the air over and over, was the day he endorsed Donald Trump. You know, I happened to be for okay, so I was going, what is he doing? You know, make America great. But anyhow, history will play this out.
And it is amazing. I just have to throw this in, how people climb the ladder. When Jeff Sessions was coming on these airwaves on Dan Moore's show, on Happy Hour with Greg Vidal, that was mostly when we took the interview on Greg's show, and the guy who would be my correspondent was Stephen Miller. And now he is doggedly in the Trump camp. And I understood the Sessions-Trump connection on immigration, a few of those issues, but generally speaking, you're right. Trump, and I still have these questions. Is Trump a really lifetime conservative? Of course not.
And let me say this. Had Cruz or somebody else been the nominee, Hillary Clinton would have beaten him. Under the facts and the history and all that. So Donald Trump pulled something out, and we got a couple of Supreme Court justices because of it, along with a lot of other things.
Oh, and I think Trump has been fantastic on many fronts, whether taxes, regulation. I think we could do better. I think the trade war is a risky strategy in terms of getting better deals, throwing up taxes to make things fair. Conservatives understand why that's a bunch of hooey, but I love the general foreign policy drift away from nation building, these sorts of things.
Here may be my contribution to this show. I'm not going to be coming up here all the time. Don't worry about that. But I might be able to, Jack and I can get interviews with people, just we've known them a while, but I really think that Joey and Jack have, again, the integrity to examine people, the knowledge and the brains and the personality, and but this needs to be a show where people get a lot of information. And I think they will, especially with Joey got more years to go than Jack and I. Jack and I probably have
for him.
I got a few left, Jack. What do you think? A couple each? You know?
Yeah.
I plan on being here a while.
Well, I got to outlive my dog.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anybody that would take him.
In fact, I've got a way I'm dealing with that. Some of the life insurance proceeds will go to the Montiel Family Pet Trust, and they're going to take care of my family. You know, so. Well, God bless you. Good hearing from you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to help. Talk at y'all later.
We appreciate your call.
Thank you, Jennifer. You know, Jack, I'm going to be a little bit upset. Not over, you know, Rod, but I'm going to be a little upset if I get a call from the executor of your will saying, Jack has bequeathed you restless dog syndrome. And, like, you got to take his dog.
Hey,
like,
no! I do have restless dog.
Be nice to him.
My friend Carolyn has two Cavalier King Charles, over there, and they interact and play and growl at each other, and she agreed to take my dog so something happened to me.
Jack has no children.
Right.
He has pet. I think he's got a niece or something kissing up to him these days or something. I don't know. You know, but let me tell you what.
Well, I mean, I do have
how many
niece,
acres you got down in South Montgomery County? 50,000?
That's rude to ask a landowner. How many acres? I had a friend in Texas. We took this this guy's name, Warren Chisholm, and he was chair of some. He's a Republican in Pampa, Texas, up in the panhandle. He owned like thousands of acres. And my friend Deborah, we were at a dinner in New Orleans for one of those ALEC conferences. And she said, well, Warren, how big is your farm? And I looked at her.
It's a Southern thing. I'll ask people their age.
I'm like, this guy owns sections of land. Each section is 640 acres. No, we have 418 acres.
My mother was from Repton, Joey, and there was a big family, the Longs. Like, you know, she was the valedictorian of Repton High. I said, Mother, there were 17 people in the class. She was that type of thing. But we had a lot of Longs, and there was, like, Uncle Roy Long out in Texas. And Uncle Roy Long had hit the big time. And when he died, I remember saying, you need to look at this state and see if he left it. Jack knew Uncle Roy Long. Later on, when he worked for the Texas Republican Party, I was talking to him one day. He said, oh, yeah, Mr. Long's like a big contributor.
Oh, he was from, hold on, he was from.
I don't remember.
Not Tyler, but Longview.
Well,
Pete Long.
He hit those.
Long. Yeah. Yes, they gave big bucks.
I couldn't remember, but they'd hit that oil
I didn't
money.
Know. Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Yeah. And it's kind of like timber money in Alabama, you know. The
right.
Mayor of Mobile and Jack Campbell and those people.
Timber got to grow. Oil keeps coming up. You
John
know?
McMillan, he's got a good public official, by the way, John McMillan.
I forgot that Pete Long was kin to you. What a great guy he was.
Yeah, he didn't leave me anything.
Well, but, you know.
What do you say we go back to the phones? Let's talk to Bud. Hey, Bud, you're on News Views. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Mark Montiel.
Bud, where are you today?
Mark Montiel, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm fine. You talk to these guys daily, so I know you pass by them.
Well, he passes through town every now and then.
Every now and then. Mark, I have tried contacting everybody that I knew that knew you, trying to find your phone number. I've tried
really?
To find you on Facebook. Yes.
Well, you know, my cell phone number's even on Facebook, but so just look on
Facebook. I've looked at, try to find Facebook, and I never see a Mark Montiel that has a picture, and I don't want to.
It's the dog.
Know, message.
It's one
dog.
Of the dogs. Well, honey,
that's
the
appropriate.
You don't have to be self-deprecating
yeah.
like that, Mark.
I would definitely look for it again.
It really is a dog.
I'll holler at you.
I guess I need to put my picture on there, but I'm not into that.
Bud, are you driving today?
I am. I'm in Atlanta right now. I'll be coming through Montgomery tomorrow. Going to stop, see the wife, watch the Auburn beat LSU, hopefully, and head on down to Louisiana come Monday.
That's going
to
be a barn burner. What time is that game? 2:30?
2:30.
The CBS game.
Hey, okay. Bud, I need you to do this for me. I want you to hold
yes,
all talk radio, these guys included, including Kevin Elkins, who's just texted me as we speak, hold them all accountable. And one of the things, and April Marie was here yesterday, and I'm not going to personalize it with her or other shows, but it's so important for these shows. A lot of them are doing part-time gigs. Some shows are rented shows, blogs. You want to know who's paying. So make them disclose their advertisers, okay? Now, they
right.
do it here
right,
because
yeah.
of FCC rules.
About, yeah.
Right. They shouldn't. There are no side agreements that's actually
right.
prevented payola. I mean, there's
right.
regulation. But the problem with the blogs, and I'm going to mention a few, Yellowhammer News, Alabama Today. April Marie was mad at me. That's why I was messing with y'all yesterday. But I want to know who her advertisers were. And she kind of got messed around. But if they're just on their website, then the audience has all the information. But a lot of the news services can their blogs, and that Brits is like that, and a lot of them, you don't know who's backing them, and to me that's a problem.
Well, Bilbert's my friend. Don't trash
yeah,
Paul.
I'm not on trash.
I know.
He gets stories out. He and I were on the same page on the Hubbard case. But all advertisers should be where people can readily see who's spending money on the show. So
I agree with that.
Well, gentlemen, y'all have a good day.
You too. Have a good weekend, bud.
And then let's go to Robert. Hey, Robert.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Hey, Mark, glad to hear your voice back again.
Well, good here. But wait a minute. I think you used to join in the conversations and dogging me sometime. But you
oh,
just
well,
being,
sure he does.
You were just being nice to the host, right?
Let me say that. One thing I like about you, you're not going to let anybody get away with something that's not fair. Now, I can go along with that.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
You're going to hold your feet to the fire. You're going to ask questions. You won't answer.
Hey,
you always told me, don't make a statement if you can't bag it with facts.
My funeral's going to be private on purpose, just so that people won't measure the low attendance at the funeral, okay?
But I'm just glad to hear your voice. I was riding down the street, and I didn't know. The voice was a little different until you called your name. I had to call in. One thing about it, we can agree to disagree. But when a man is right and you have facts, I go along with you. And I want you to get back on in, and I want you to dog be Alabama politicians back
up. Hey, I only have, let's see, it's 11:20. I only have 40 minutes to take Todd Strange. Everybody else is talking about, oh, Todd Strange is leaving. I'm going, adios, Mayor, you know. You've done enough damage to this city. Okay, I got it out of my system.
All right, thank you.
Hey, don't sway your opinion. Don't sway your character. Stay as you are. I'm going to disagree with you on something, but stay as you are.
You know, it's funny. I first met Robert at the Green Lantern Post Office. I was coming out. I bought stamps, and I was coming out. And he said, hey, Jack. And I looked at him. I said, he said, I'm Robert. I call into the show. And I said, well, how did you know who I was? He says, I see you on TV, too.
Yeah, you got a dual gig.
He's a great caller. I love Robert.
The people you can trust, just like in politics, person tells you they're not going to vote for you,
absolutely,
can take that one to the bank. So if they're critical, if they're telling you, oh, Joey, you're perfect, Jack. No, I don't trust them. They need to give you a piece of their mind.
If they disagree with you on something, they're not a positive person.
There you go. You hang in there. It's good hearing from you, Robert.
All
Thank you,
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
Always good to hear from you.
We got to hit another break here. I'm having too much fun. Whenever I start having a lot of fun, I start getting nervous.
That's because I'm a visitor. It's kind of like grandchildren, you know.
They go home.
Yeah, that's right. They go out. I enjoyed having him there today, but I wouldn't want to see him here Monday, you know. Well,
thank you, folks, for listening to News and Views from 9 to noon.
Oui.
Joseph.
Which is what I need to do.
Jacques Campbell. Magmantil.
Daniel.
Where are the croissants?
We'll be right back.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's
License number 15033.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Mark Montiel in the house. You want to join the program, 272-9228. Now, I'm feeling sore today, but in the right way. Like, sore where I exactly want it. Like, my upper back and my arms right now are so sore because I'm going to Express Fitness 24-7, working out with the owner over there, Alex Snyder. Encourage y'all, if you're wanting to meet some fitness goals, get a little more exercise in, Express Fitness 24-7 is the place to go because it's in the name, 24-7. I know some people have wonky schedules. We all have different schedules. So when you become a member at Express Fitness 24-7, low, monthly fee, one-time sign-up fee, month-to-month, no long-term contract, and you have access 24-7 with Key Fob technology. There's surveillance 24-7 as well, and they have everything under the sun in terms of equipment, state-of-the-art equipment. I'm using most of the free weights and whatnot, but they have, you know, standard cardio machines, treadmills, ellipticals, you know, Stairmasters, cycling, these sorts of things. So check them out today. I'm going to the Zelda Road location, the Hillwood Festival Shopping Center.
He's going to draw a crowd from those Cougars now.
Oh, watch out. Watch out. Don't make me play some Ronnie McDowell. 386-8689, that's the number for the Montgomery location. Tell Alex that Joey sent you. Or if you want to see what location in all of the River Region is best for you, locations all over the place, ExpressFitness24, the number 24.com, ExpressFitness24.com. Thank you to them and Alex for being a sponsor. Yeah, I keep doing those deadlifts. I'll have the best backside.
Yeah, I noticed you're one of those healthy young. I can run in your days. I mean, I was running and all that. Hey, Joey, do y'all have a dry cleaner sponsor?
I don't know. I think we have some recorded spots, but not a live
spot. Well, since I've been on there, I don't know what we said, but somebody had a spit in their coffee out gif or whatever that thing is, and then they just said that they dropped sauce all over their lap with their chicken fingers driving around. So I don't know what we said, but they were surprised we said it. So that's good. Clean those britches up. The dry cleaning's only, what, five?
Yeah, Massey boys need your business.
Yeah, they're good folks.
Well, to keep the French theme going, to quote a French soccer player, Eric Cantona, before you can surprise the people, you must surprise yourself.
And you can't fool some. You can fool some of the people sometime, but not all the people all the time.
Oh, where's the praise music I was recommending?
Well, I'll get it.
You know, Rip Taylor died earlier this month. Do you remember him?
No.
Do you remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Goofball. He died.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jack's giving us the death report. I better get out of here. I almost died in this station one day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Who are these people that were leaving on a hold?
He used to have confetti. He used to throw confetti all the time.
Oh, yeah. I do know who you're talking about now.
He was. Look, Joey wasn't born when Carson went off the air, okay?
Oh, my God.
I've gone back and watched some of that old stuff. This is the guy who influenced Robin Williams a lot.
Jonathan Winters.
Winters, yes.
Winters on Carson. I watch him all the time at night when I want to.
Go watch Art Firm, one of his characters. Got bad credit? We don't care. Chapter 13, we don't care. Don't pay us? Then we care. So, I mean, just go look it all up. You'll enjoy it.
Let's go back to the phones. 272-9228. Will, welcome to the program. Will?
Will?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, he is.
Hey, as a living breed, Mark Montiel, well, I'll be damned.
Yeah, you probably didn't think he lived and breathed, but he does.
Yes, yes, I'm still alive, contrary to the rumors that were being spread. You know, I'm good. How you doing, Will?
I'm hanging in there, Mark. How y'all doing? You guys doing, Joey?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
And I keep the other guy slip my name.
Jack Campbell?
Come on,
Jack,
Will.
Jack Campbell. He's a TV star. I haven't listened in a while, and I just turned on today, and it's like, what the hell? Is that Mark Montiel? So I'm like, you know, Mark, I think radio, talk radio is missing a diverse voice. Everybody seems so unified. Everybody agrees, and I'm like, I can't call this.
Well, these two will spark with people in their own way. Joey will ask some questions that are very politely asked. They're the zingers, if you listen carefully.
Indeed. Read the subtext.
Yeah, Joey does pretty good, and I enjoy it, but, you know, I think talk radio is missing you more than you know.
No, I don't know about that, but let me tell you, it's hard to do. And to do it 5 days a week, my blood pressure is lower and all that stuff, trying to get up in the middle of the night like Greg does with the hours that Greg keeps, and Dan does it every day, and Kevin does it every day. You go down, these guys do it every day. It's hard to do. But I do think we need to get at least an hour a week of talk radio that's kind of, Kevin always wanted to do the Love Doctor, but, you know, he'd go, but maybe not a Dr. Mark segment, but a kind of a Dr. Jack and Dr. Joey segment where people can call in and pour their heart out on the air, because that was one thing Rick Peters said to me. Radio is about the heart.
Yes.
And there would be times where y'all know what kind of mood we're in, okay? If we're sad,
yeah.
When this young man didn't have to, but he talked about the death of his mama, and I know what she went through.
Yeah.
It was the most emotional radio, but it was real.
Right. And
Jack has done the same thing.
And I have to say, Will, to your point, a lot of talk radio, especially when the politics at the national level get heated, it can be angst and frustration and playing for the team and all the partisan stuff. But like when I talked about my mother dealing with brain cancer, so many people of different walks of life, people who had dealt with it themselves, people that just wanted to reach out. It was amazing, like, at the get-togethers of Baumhauer's, people just come up, they don't know what to say, they just give you a hug.
Yeah.
It's amazing what people can do.
Yeah, I want to do a midnight show where they call in. That would be out there.
You get all the drunks. That would be fun.
Yeah, it would be an interesting show.
It's kind
of like
people go to Crystal late at night.
Joey, I'll say this about you, Joey. One time, to my opinion, you seemed a little more, you were more balanced. And lately, you just seem like you've been going on a rant and just one-sided and everything. I'm like, Joey kind of changed a little bit. I don't know if you're doing it for the radio audience or...
No, good question. It's from a genuine place. Like, I kept my powder dry. I really was saying, you can go back and listen to a whole Joey Clark Radio Hour. The podcast are still up. Like, the Mueller Report Double Turn is, I think, the name of the episode, where I waited.
I like that, you and 24 the other guys. It was fun. It was more fun. That was fun radio.
Well, and I waited and thought, the Mueller Report is the gold center. That's the goalpost. Let's see what Mueller does. And as soon as I started seeing people move the goalpost and downplay Mueller, and now we're on this new Ukraine thing, last night I was legitimately ticked off, Will. When I saw the New York Times headline about the Durham investigation, I genuinely want to see what happened in 2016. I think there are questions, honest questions to be asked, and to see the spin already happening, that this is all political, when you're actually dealing with a political investigation, and it's not just because the Democrats are running it, impeachments are political investigations. I'm frustrated. I don't love everything Donald Trump does. I'm certainly never been a card-carrying member of the Republican Party. I'm a libertarian. But when I see what is going on in politics today, I have to call it out. And it has pushed me more to the right and more into the
arms of Trump.
It's a
different show hour, too.
Yes. One of my concerns I've been saying, I don't know if some of this stuff is true, that people put stuff out, but a lot of people are saying stuff like, you know, if Trump is impeached, we're going to get guns, and we're going to have a civil war. I'm like, this is going way too far.
Yeah, I'm not big on that.
It's just going way too far.
Well, his 6-7 show was at a different time of the day. I'd listen to it, and sometimes they're just bantering and talking about life, and, I mean, they'd crack some sex jokes that were funny, things they could get away with. But at 9 o'clock, he's got to bring 3 hours. It's a different time of the day. Drive time's a little different. Afternoon's different. Yeah. Not that I know much about radio. I've just bounced through studios a lot. So, what I've suggested to Joey off the air and to Jack, I enjoy those hours where sometimes it's just a little more. Jack can tell stories about Montgomery.
Yeah.
And I never leave the radio.
And we have a lot of that in the works. This new venture is about a month in. But it's a 5-year venture. We're just continuing the legacy of News and Views. But we have a lot in the works and a lot of plans, Will. And we hope you keep listening.
I'm going to start a column where people... Remember, like Ann Landers, people write. I'm going to call one Dear Flabby, and I want people to call to write letters and ask
for my advice on
situations.
And for some reason, the censors let Jack get away with things that the rest of us would be, in the penitentiary for. But
it's amazing.
Jack is going to rant. You'd be like, hit the button.
Oh, he's ready at all times. Joey's got that delay. But Will, good hearing from
Thank
you.
Thank you for calling, Will.
Keep up the good work. All right, have a good one.
Yeah, great call. We do have to hit another break here, but you know what? Let's extend.
And I've never been on the show with Flex Muscle Ass or whatever, Riverstone, what's his name?
Flex Muscle?
Flex
Frisco
Muscle.
Riverstone.
Yeah,
I wasn't going to yuck it up, but y'all have actually had me laughing a lot today.
No, and we'll have to get Frisco in here while you're here, Jack. He's been asking about that, and you've been asking about him, so we'll make that happen.
Yeah.
He's actually been under the weather. Something going around with this seasonal change.
You have not done your job until a politician gives you a formal letter delivered by a security aide resigning from appearing on your show like Todd Strange does. Hey, it's frameable. The poor security, who's not captain or major, she had to deliver it. That he will no
Tanya.
Longer. Yeah. That's who delivered it. He'll no longer be appearing on the show.
No, Mark,
you need some of those.
I agree. You've said a lot in the last 2.5 hours, and this gentleman on line one, Happy Yankee, he says he knows you, so I don't know what this call is going
to
be about.
Get ready. I don't need to be exposed here, so good morning.
Happy Yankee, what's up?
Hey, Mark.
How are you?
Hey, Mark, man, I'm doing well. First of all, let me say this. I 100% agree with you that the blogs, their funding, and whoever is funding this needs to be exposed and it needs to be completely transparent. I couldn't agree more because that's just what I do.
And they still get good information out sometimes, okay?
I mean, sometimes. No. I'm not disputing the information. I'm just saying you got to have transparency.
Right.
And the only the only way to add credibility to the statement is by having transparency. Now I do have one point. I'm going to ask you one question or two questions, and then I'm going to hang up, and I just want to listen. Schiff, the guy Schiff, I know you're not a big Trump guy, but...
I'm not a Schiff guy at all.
Well, I know, but I never said you were. Mm-hmm. I just said, Schiff is an attorney, as I understand it.
I don't know.
And these closed hearings that they're having about the whistleblower thing, to me, that seems very, very flawed. It's almost like
if they impeach and they did it all behind closed doors, it'll blow up on them like Wile E. Coyote. Okay,
and that's what,
if they stay behind closed doors the whole time,
it won't be legal. It won't be legal. They can't do that.
Those are supposed to be meetings of the Intelligence Committee, aren't they? I tell you what you have to watch in politics, Yankee. When they're changing their message based on who they're talking about. See, I look for consistency. Hold all of them accountable. Hold Republicans and Democrats. I'm a long-term and hopefully more conservative Republican than most. But I want to hold my team accountable. They lose credibility when you hear them say one thing in 94 and another thing in 2004. And we don't trust any of them. So that's our problem.
No, I think the biggest long-term problem. No, I agree, and you know who I am. Joey will say, but here's the deal. I've always been apolitical. I don't care if you're Republican. You know, if you got an R or a D in front of your name, if you committed the crime, we put your ass in jail.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, mm-hmm. It had no difference.
You know what Don Sigelman and Mike Hubbard have in common?
They're both in jail.
Well, no, neither one of them are in jail right now. Sigmund's are, they're both convicted felons.
Well, exactly. But, I mean, I cannot fathom. And the thing about Schiff that gets me, I guess we're off a little bit of topic, but the thing about Schiff that gets me is that you're an officer of court, you're an officer of the mm-hmm. court, you're an attorney. He's an officer of the court, he's an attorney. If you misrepresent facts, you skew the facts. You go left or right of center to support your argument or substantiate your argument, and it's based on inferences.
Well, I'm no Schiff fan. I don't like the way he does things. And as you notice, my criticism at times of President Trump is not a praise of some of the bums on the other side. Don't get that confused. But
No, I don't. I just take people on face value.
Yeah.
And what their message is.
Well, you want me to tell you what I suggest you do? Don't trust any of them completely.
Amen.
Jack and Joey and I have known a lot of people up close and personal in politics.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with expecting. And let me tell you, if I ever work to help somebody get elected, which I don't do that stuff anymore, I mean, I don't even contribute to people, man, they're going to hear from me. Probably one-on-one, face-to-face, when I run into them and then I'm shaking my finger in their face or something, or wagging my finger.
Sure.
But remember that Fox News, I can only watch certain shows on Fox News. I like Brett Baer. I like Dana Perino. I like Martha McCollum at night. A little bit more doing the news shows.
Right.
Now, Jack's rolling his eyes. Tucker's got his own style and all that. MSNBC is just a talking point all night. I can listen at 5:15. I know what they're going to talk about the entire day.
Right.
Everybody will do the same thing.
Yeah.
So stand back from all of them and realize that a lot of what's being put out today is not news, it's spin.
The New York Times has become an editorial newspaper. It doesn't report hard news.
Well, who do you trust in politics today? Name three at the state level.
State level. Are you asking me or are you asking?
Yeah, you. Jack's the best on this.
I don't trust.
I trust John McMillan.
I do trust John.
I implicitly trust John McMillan.
Yeah,
he's done a good job as ag commissioner and as treasurer. He's been consistent in his views, but you will have a hard time at the local level. Really finding ones who are sticky. It's okay if they're disagreeing with their own side sometimes and fighting with the other side.
Well, and you can judge some of these politicians by who they cozy up to.
Are they lying in their pockets? Are they staying consistent? Are they being what idealistic people young folks want them to be. And, I mean, look who's on the background behind
you. When you said that, you pointed at me. I'm one of the most cynical people.
I know, but I want you to believe it's fixable, too.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, and I don't necessarily approach politics in terms of trust. It's like, what do they do with their actions? And also, it's not a matter of trust. I think it is if you're building relationships with certain people at the local level, but especially as you get further removed from, say, your local municipality, it is much more of a PR game, a symbolic match. Like, this is what I keep telling folks. It's not an enlightened conversation and debate over the best policies to govern the electorate. It's almost a symbolic fight over power. It's all about winning, especially as you get further removed from relationships. So you got to keep that in mind.
And bring data and facts to the audience. You know, I came in this morning with the city's like audit report and budget. Sounds boring, but I can quickly look at a page and tell you how many cops there are, how many there were 10 years ago, and then I could do a whole show just on that. Right. So, good hearing from you, sir.
Thanks
for your call.
God, my
goodness, people just hanging up on
it. I deafened myself.
Well, and to answer his question, this whole thing with Adam Schiff, like I heard Judge Napolitano saying, you know, no U.S. attorney would even, at the beginning of their investigation, do it in public. I said, yeah, Judge Napolitano, I agree. But what would you feel about you're working in your own office, your U.S. attorney's office, and somebody from your office, if not you yourself, are leaking every little bit you find early on to create a certain narrative? I don't mind if they want to start this inquiry in secret, but keep it actually secret.
Nobody trusts a proceeding that is done in secret.
And it's the lawyer-judge thing. You're talking about Judge Napolitano.
Yeah.
We kind of have a way of looking at it. Sometimes people don't like the way we look at it, but Scalia and Thomas sometimes were the best votes for criminal defendants on constitutional rights. I mean, you would be shocked at some of the decisions. And sometimes, you know, you will sometimes get a briar on a case. And I think sometimes the quote, conservatives on the court are a little bit too tight about federal jurisdiction. They don't want to touch anything.
Right. Well, look at Earl Warren, appointed by Eisenhower. Yeah. Turned out to be the most...
Former governor of California.
That ought to tell you something, mm-hmm. but... So was Reagan, former. But he was a champion of First Amendment, whether you liked him or not.
The last Democrat appointed one that I think ended up being a moderate conservative time was Byron White.
Wizard White.
And he was appointed by Kennedy, former pro football player. He was very pro-life, if I recall. The law professors would know. I can't remember all their opinions. But sometimes you're surprised. It's going to be interesting to see. But everything can't be fixed by the Supreme
Court. Who was it that said, I can't define pornography, but I know it when I see it? Who was the justice that said that? Was that Wizard White?
Oh, that was it Potter Stewart?
It could have been
Potter Stewart.
Yeah.
I have a weird mind. Why would I remember that one, you know? But
and it's funny. I always love that. We do have to hit a break. 2729-228, 2729-228, if y'all want to join in. I do find the irony of the fact that censors, these buttoned-up censors, have to probably watch more smut than almost any average person in order to censor it.
I know what you guys have been doing. I heard that 6 o'clock show a lot. I know what.
Yeah, the podcast's still up. It's out in the open. Be right back, folks. More news and views. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Mark Montiel in the house. Thank you for listening.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Earnest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
A homo, a homo, a homo. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just TCB, you know me.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Aquarium.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's huge store closing sale in Millbrook. Final markdowns have been taken on many mattresses, headboards, beds, chests, and other furniture. The selection is still huge but shrinking daily. Floor samples from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great factories must be sold. We still have some fantastic buys on adjustable bases, and a few bedroom suits remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. Take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on this large selection of mattresses and beds in all sizes. No interest financing and delivery are available. Some items are limited to current inventory. When they're gone, they're gone. So hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattresses' huge store closing sale on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, or the two Montgomery locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. All Millbrook sales are final. No holds or layaways. All items are subject to prior sale. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com. Wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a wet scenario for the next couple of days, but there have been some refinements in the forecast as well. For today and tonight, periods of showers, and we can't rule out a couple of thunderstorms. Becoming breezy, high today 72, low tonight 69. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, windy at times, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, high temperature up to about 79. Then on Sunday and Monday, I have removed rain from the forecast. A good bit of sunshine with highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
That's the number to call this show. News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell in the house with us. He's been here since 9 o'clock. Mark Montiel.
They say I know. He talks all the time. I just, you know, I could even leave now. It's not my show. I could just walk out and you take all these callers. But I follow the lead, sir, now.
Well, since we do have all these callers and they've been patient through the break, let's talk to AJ. AJ's one of my favorite callers. AJ, how you doing, brother?
Brother Joey, how you doing? Brother Jack, how you doing?
What's up, AJ?
my brother from another mother.
That's right.
Oh, Mark.
AJ, how are you doing? We all bleed red, don't we?
Look here, man. I'm turning to see what Joey and Jack talk about. I said, is that my man Mark on the show? I said, I got to call in. Man, it is good to hear from you, Mark. Don't be a stranger. And I tell you what, I like the complexion of this 9-3 face change. I love it because there's nothing more worse than a man who's wise in his own eyes to every subject. And you can take that how you want. There's nothing worse than a man, I don't care if he's on radio or TV, that's wise in his own eyes on every freaking subject. And why did they take all this stuff with the impeachment and the fake impeachment to make the Republicans finally stand up like men with gonads, Brother Mark, Joey, and Jack, to finally open their mouth? But the problem is, when you got senators and Congress, men and women, who've been up there for 20, 30, 40 years collecting a paycheck, that is the problem. I call them a bunch of cowards. But it took all this to finally get the, when I live with Joey, does it, the Lindsey Graham to speak up with a pair. Why does it take this to make you do your job and not be a scared coward when we got troops overseas that are dodging bullets and grenades and IUDs, but you sitting up there in the White House with air conditioner drinking apple teenies, and it takes for them to go after the president like this, who is the commander-in-chief?
Never trust somebody drinking an apple tea.
Whether you hate them or like them, Mark, look, this is the bottom line. I get on our Christian brothers and sisters, too, Brother Mark, on Facebook. I do. Because they, our Christian brothers and sisters, black and white, look, the man's not perfect, okay? And guess what? Neither were you, and they got to understand that 71 years or not, or 72 years old, this man is a babe in Christ. Okay, he's still drinking milk. He hasn't got a clue. It's easier to get a camel through the eye of a needle than a rich man in heaven. So he's still learning. So when they call him out, I'm like, man, the Democrats call him out enough. You don't have to pile on since you're a perfect Christian.
Well, just be clear, I'm not 72 now. Don't you put me in that category, okay?
Oh, you definitely, hey, come on, brother. You know I know better than that. Well, look, it's one thing to call him out when he does something foolish, but what I'm saying is, you don't need to pile on when you got MSNBC, CNN, the Communist News Network piling on.
AJ, I got a request. I want you to do this. You promise me that after I leave today that you will hold Jack and Joey accountable and anybody that you hear in the media accountable, and they're going to do the same. But I think it's so important. And I actually, you know, I was one of the few that would comment, like Kevin and I would fight on the air.
Sure.
There's nothing wrong with Joey and Jack disagreeing with Dan and Dan disagreeing with them.
Yeah.
It's not a fight if you have different views. Same way Greg has different views on things. I think you do it the right way. But it's okay to have the debate. But good hearing from you. We'll talk later.
Well, I think
I talk to you in a while.
I'm never going to follow somebody who killed babies, open borders, socialism.
All
that's
right.
Good. That's clear.
That's right. That was there good call.
And I'm with
AJ,
him on that.
Very quickly, let's go to Jason. Jason, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. I had to call in again. I heard y'all talking about basically not trusting any politicians. And I don't know. I just get a little confused sometimes, I guess, being from a red state that's so committed to the Republican Party in the sense that it almost seems like an open contradiction. Y'all say, we can't trust nobody. Don't trust Republicans. Don't trust Democrats. Then you say, but don't vote for Democrats either. And then you say, but our school system sucks because of the Republicans. And it's like, why not?
Well, like, let me tell you what it's like. Do you have any family members you disagree with?
Yes.
We all do. But if you want to get after your brother, but then you don't want somebody else criticizing a family member, you will see the parties sometimes want to protect their own too much. And then they're fighting with the other side. Let me tell you, there's so many differences nationally between the Democrats and the Republicans. I mean, it ain't close.
Right.
And that's why I'll ultimately, I mean, it's not even a tough vote. What are you talking about? If it's anybody on the Democrat side and Donald Trump, I'm voting for Trump again. And holding my nose to do it. And I'd like to see him challenged within the party, but that's not going to happen this time of any significance. But It is what it is. We're starkly divided in this country. Alabama's a red state. You can go to another state. It's blue. They think entirely different. And the country is fractionalized, and you see it every day.
Well, and Jason, yeah, also, but there's a degree, especially when it comes to electoral politics, the unfortunate reality is you don't have to prove your guy or yourself a saint. The game is more to prove the other side more of a sinner.
You know who's the most, I see him on the screen, that's what, you know who's the most critical of Barack Obama these days?
The Democrats.
The Democrats right. running for
president. Yeah, they're running from
because
him.
They're running for president. Right. Yeah. But no, I guess my point is more of an Alabama question or kind of issue. I'm not even thinking national because it's like in Alabama, we got a lot of problems that everybody points to and can say, this is a problem, this is a problem, this is a problem. But they'll say, I'm never going to vote for a Democrat. But then it's like, the Republicans got you here, but you say, well, I don't want a Democrat because they'll make it worse. And you're like, well, you never voted for one, so how would you know?
There's two reasons. One is a person, but the reason the districts, the Voting Rights Act and all of this packing people in districts based on their race is a problem, and Mayor-elect Reed's father, Joe Reed, who I've actually have had on the stand before, he and his redistricting and packing districts and all that, the Democrats started it, the Republicans carried it on. I don't like it. I think districts should follow traditional boundary lines like counties and precincts. Mm-hmm. Good seeing you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
got
Jason.
Two calls to the show now. I'll eliminate that.
Thank you, Jason.
Quick question. First congressional district, Bradley Byrne. Well, I don't know what's happened to my damn headphones.
Bradley Byrne is leaving.
Bradley Byrne's running. You got Bill Hightower, Chris Pringle. Any other names mentioned down there?
Those are the two I know. Senator Hightower, because I was on the radio, I never really got, I don't know if I've ever met him, really.
I've never met Bill Hightower.
Chris Pringle I've known since high school,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And he's somebody, I know how he thinks, and he was very involved in redistricting. We was in the legislature before. I don't know who else is running in that seat, but that's probably a pretty interesting one down there for the first congressional district in the Mobile Baldwin area.
I like Chris personally, and I hear really nice things about Bill Hightower.
Yeah, I think he...
I hope we can have both on, even though they don't represent any of our listening.
I just hadn't looked to see who's running yet. I know those two are in the race, mm-hmm. but I've been noticing, Mayor Stimson having some fights with his council on some things, and actually I think the council should fuss
at him. What do you think about Cam Ward versus Shaw?
You know, that one is pretty easy for me, okay? Justice Shaw, I think, he's not real outgoing. He is as solid a legal writer as I know.
I'm going to tell you something off air, and you may change your mind.
Okay. Feel free to do so. But I've always been impressed with his casework, and I've known
him. Didn't he work for Gorman Houston?
He did for years. When I was on the Court of Criminal Appeals, he was a law clerk.
Yeah. And I love Gorman Houston.
But he's a good justice. Cam getting in the race is going to make it interesting. And I was surprised. But Cam has no legal experience. Has he ever tried a lawsuit?
I don't know that he's ever
been in a courtroom. He and Troy King need to get together, and add. I mean, but you want a judge that has some experience with it. But that's going to be an interesting race. So you have to tell me off there if you don't want to share it.
Well, gentlemen, we've run out of time.
We have.
That's a three-hour radio program right there. Great Friday program. Thank you, folks, for listening to News and Views.
Mark, I appreciate you coming on.
Yes.
Thank you all for inviting
me. We're all-time friends. We will continue to be long-time friends.
Keep up the good work. I'll encourage people to listen.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Dan Moore Show.
Everybody have a great weekend.
Dan Moore Show.
Roll Tide, War Eagle.
War Eagle. All that stuff. Be back bright and early Monday at 9 a.m.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology.